Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back. It is a midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to everyone's reaction on the Eagles. But Hugh, it was outside of last night. Last night was the one dud game, low scoring dud game.
Did you watch
it? I had it on the background. I was watching because we were doing the pregame during the Bills game, so I wanted to kind of see what I missed there. Mm-hmm. And then I was rewatching the Eagles game, which was a mistake to watch it for the second time. So I kind of had the Patriots and Chargers in the background. Not a good game. Mm-hmm. The other games, though, we're all big-time games. Let's quickly give our thoughts on what happened on Wild Card Weekend. We do have a game tonight, as Hugh was talking about with the injury report. But, Hugh, let's go through the first, I mean, I guess if you include the Eagles game, we don't want to talk about it in terms of exciting. But the first four games all went down to basically the final play of the game. It started Saturday, Rams 34, Panthers 31. That game, I didn't believe it at first. I was like, the Panthers can't really do this. And then when they took the lead in the fourth quarter, I was like, oh, my God, they really might upset the Rams here.
That was an awesome game.
That was great. It was. Hugh, they had it, and then Stafford took it from him.
When you heard Stafford say, I'm going to take their heart, I'm going to rip their heart out with this one.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the playoffs are all about. That was beautiful, man. It was an exciting weekend. Save the game that we played in. It was an exciting weekend of playoff football.
So there was some speculation that he had hurt himself, Stafford, before halftime.
His finger, right?
So McVay revealed today it's a sprained finger. So that's interesting as we look forward to this next weekend when they play the Bears, who won on Saturday night. Hugh, we referenced it a little bit earlier. The rise of Caleb Williams this year and
the
Ben
rise
Johnson.
Of Caleb Williams is crazy.
Well, Khalib, whatever his name is, as Khalib, Aaron would say earlier.
That was crazy.
He's good, man. He's getting better. He threw a bad pick in the third quarter, and then he just bounced back. And that Bears team, it's what they do all year. They go down. They go down double digits. Hugh, they came back. I thought Caleb was awesome in the fourth quarter specifically, and I thought Matt LaFleur, that was just a disaster class of coaching. I don't know what the hell that guy was doing.
It's one of the things that stuck out to me this weekend, the coaching was big, too. Like, when you think about it, not taking the 3 points by Jacksonville, probably cost them the game. And, you know, me and Dave Spadaro, and he's right, because analytics tell you in that situation nowadays to go for it, because a lot of coaches went for it.
But it kind of cost them,
But it cost you in the end. Yeah. So, you know, when I get this coaching job, I'm going to probably err on the side of caution.
You still on the running for that?
Yeah. I don't know, dog. The phone ain't rang.
I don't think it's going to.
Moving forward without you involved in the process.
Yeah, they hired Matt Ryan. I've been calling, man. Ain't nobody calling me back.
Oh, it's a shame.
It's a hurt. That's a hurt feeling, though. Ryan,
you wore those Falcons colors / Niners colors for no reason last week.
Killed.
That was his rivalry pack.
Yeah. He was right. God, that's crazy. The rivalry pack.
Your rivalry pack. All right. The one game we didn't touch on, except you just hit it a little bit with the coaching decisions. 27-24 Bills yesterday in Jacksonville. One thing we all said on Friday, that there was a lot of pressure on Josh Allen to kind of carry his team and win and not lose in the first round. Boy, he did. I was watching some of the highlights and then just some of the game that I missed during our pregame yesterday. He carried them yesterday. I mean, he was making throws, runs. He scored 3 touchdowns, no picks. So Allen wins. By the way, how about that fraud McDermott in the whole offseason about the tush push? And then they run like a 10-yard tush push to win the game.
But I don't think you can be mad at him, and this is why.
Well, you can be.
You can be mad at him. Mm-hmm. But that's what the playoffs are.
No, I know.
You do what you got to do, man.
But a little hypocritical.
You got to do.
A little hypocritical. I mean, they ran like a 10-yard tush push to set themselves up to win the game. All right, so the Bills take down the Jaguars. They are now on to Denver. It'll be the Bills and Broncos on Saturday. But there was one thing we wanted to react to here. This was after the Bills-Jaguars game, right? So post-game stuff, Liam Cohen, who did a good job during the regular season, his first playoff game and first playoff loss. And this happened. Hugh referenced this a little bit earlier in the show. Here's how it sounded. A reporter in Jacksonville. Well, just listen.
How you doing today? Lynn Jones, Jacksonville Free Press News. I just want to tell you congratulations on your success, young man.
Thank you.
You hold your head up, all right? You guys have had a most magnificent season.
Thank you.
And you did a great job out there today.
Appreciate
so you just hold your head up, okay?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen,
Duval, you the one, all
Thank
right?
You,
keep it going. We got another season, okay?
I appreciate
Take
it.
Take care and much continued success to you and the entire team.
Thank you, ma'am.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Hey, listen, Auntie, commendable, but you can tell she's a fan. Well, I'm about to. She's a fan.
That's not the place for that.
If you allow me to.
No. This is Jacksonville. He's showing up.
No, it's not. I understand what she's doing, but to your point, yeah, I'm like, you can't do that in that moment. But she's an auntie. She's an OG, and that's basically what she was trying to do. She was trying to uplift him because. The city of Jacksonville, when they hired him, I don't think they were too keen on who he was.
Yeah, right.
And he probably I'm speculating here. He probably brought something to that area that they've been missing for a long time. Because you know they had Urban Meyer was the coach.
Didn't work.
And who was it? Doug was down there for a minute.
Doug, yeah.
You know what I mean? So you got a guy that they probably resonated with. So she was happy and proud to be a fan of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I don't care.
Could you imagine if Sirianni goes to the podium yesterday and first question's Elliot? So proud. You guys should be proud of yourselves. Made it back to the playoffs.
You think Elliot would be the one to do it?
I got to tell you, though, Elliot had a big day yesterday. Elliot asked the first question at Sirianni's presser, Jalen's presser, and he asked the question we played the answer earlier of Saquon talking about the vibes or the, you know, whatever, the sideline feeling. Elliot's been having a pretty big couple days here.
I can't deny Elliot, inside of the year.
Well, he's pushing for it.
What were you doing yesterday?
I mean, I wasn't doing that.
3D printing.
Were you hell diving after the game?
No, I've been 3D printing. Like, listen, man.
That's all he's been doing on the breaks is looking up 3D printing stuff.
The best. I bought it for my son, right? I got to get me one, dog. Like the 3D printer.
Yeah.
You talk about therapy. Mm-hmm. Great. It's great,
man. Does it make a lot of noise? Is it noisy?
It's like any other printer. It sounds like any other printer.
I was thinking it'd be funny if we brought it in here and you 3D printed during the show.
It's like any other printer. But Joe, I've just been printing out like random stuff. Like you can virtually 3D print anything. And I'm mad that the people that listen to us on a day-to-day basis never told me about this early. I'm mad at everybody.
This is their fault?
Yeah. And now I just got to figure out. Now I just have to figure out how to actually use it. Like for real use it. Cause it's a
given
it's
your
a
history
lot.
With technology,
yeah, it's not. It's a struggle bus, and you know the sad part about it, like it's at my son's house, and he's calling me after the game last night, talking about where you at. You need to come down here 3D.
Get your priorities in order. All right,
you can't even last the whole show without your watch going on.
I know.
Yeah, I
this
can.
Guy's a mess. All right,
I'm working on it. I'm getting better.
Quick thing before we go back to the phones, your reaction to the Eagles. So today's locker cleanout day for the Eagles, right? I've already seen some players speaking here. Have we any sign of A.J. Brown at locker cleanup?
Well, yes.
There? Okay.
But that's because his uniform is at Quinyon Mitchell's locker.
So he's not physically there as the media is there?
I don't, at least from what I see,
oh,
he's
wonderful,
not there.
Wonderful. So this is going to end like that?
I mean, what, fellas, what do you want him to do? I mean, you know.
Well, I mean, show up on locker cleanup day.
I mean, I get that.
Yeah.
I get that part.
Not asking for a lot there. I mean, just show up.
It sounds like that's a lot right now.
Yeah.
That sounds like it's a lot.
Also, isn't this the day? I mean, I saw quotes from N'Kobe saying he already met with Howie. Isn't this the day to kind of the exit interview day?
Yep.
Not
that I'm happy about it, but yesterday I can almost understand it with the emotion of the loss and everything.
Okay.
Today you need to be there.
Right. I mean,
especially, yeah. Come on.
Make someone else clean out your locker. All right, let's go to Derek in Paoli. What's up, Derek?
What's happening? Listen, man, I'm not even upset as most people calling in because. We had to see this coming. But this is what I want to say about our team, right? I think we overrate some of the players on our team, right? Like, even with Jalen Hurts, I like Hurts for a lot of other reasons. You understand what I'm saying, right? But this is what I want to say. If you watch other quarterbacks, right, every throw that they make is not a great throw. Sometimes the receiver has to make a great catch, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, Puka Nacua, he catches everything thrown his way. Like, one hand behind his back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, when opportunities are given to people, you got to make those plays, man.
Hey, wait a minute, Derek. Like, could you say that again? Puka what?
Puka Nacua, is that his name?
Derek, for the purpose of this call, yes, it is.
I like Nacua better, actually.
I like Nacua.
Yeah. Nacua. We know who you mean. And yes, he does make a lot of spectacular catches. You are right.
But I'm saying that's a lot of receivers, man, they make their quarterbacks look really, really good. Like, even yesterday, that catch that Christian McCaffrey had, that was a great catch.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yep.
That was a good catch, man. Like the Eagles, I don't think they trust Hurts because they don't really get, like, innovative and tricky until they get to the goal line. And then they start doing all these plays that we've never seen before. But when it's, like, that third down catch, it wasn't a great throw. But I think that Smitty, if he's what we say he is, right, he got to make that catch. Two hands on the ball, he got to make that catch. You know what I'm saying? And then lastly, I want to say with Sirianni, right, we always say, oh, he's a culture setter, right? That thing he did yesterday, man, running down there, and then he like, oh, I love A.J. Brown, and he has the best hands I ever seen, right? He said all that about A.J. Brown, and we said how much he loved Petullo. When they asked about Petullo, he wouldn't even speak about Petullo, but he was glorifying A.J. like all they was talking about was that. That was a whole lot more there. And they got Big Dom there, right? Big Dom, where was he at when Nick Sirianni's sprinting down there to confront A.J. Brown, who got mad issues? Like, that wasn't going to end well, and it's no excuse for A.J., because I would rather him – he got to go. He don't want to be here. He's been a distraction for the last year and a half. But Nick Sirianni, you got to know your personnel when you do stuff like that. Down there,
I agree. I mean, you're right. Yeah, I don't need the head coach instigating a player that's got a lot of emotion. I don't need that. I mean, there's a million other things we could yell about with Nick Sirianni and the fact that his coordinator and the offense thinks, but there's very few things when I watch Nick Sirianni on the sideline, I'm like, oh, I like that. I mean, just things I just ignore because they mostly win football games. Mm-hmm. But I rarely like the way he comports himself. I mean, it's nonsense. Yeah, he doesn't... The Sirianni thing is what it is. I've never loved him. They won with him, and I accepted him. But, like, that was nonsense. And this year was not great by the head coach. I did see – did you see people sharing the Bash Bros thing that Sirianni and Petullo did in Buffalo? And then they scored, like, nothing since then? Mm. Remember that video?
No, I don't.
Yeah, how many touchdowns since?
Not many.
Two?
Two in, like, three games?
I think it's two.
I think it's two. Yeah. It's embarrassing. The offense is embarrassing. Rob in Pennsport. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Rob, what's going on?
Long-time caller, first-time listener. So, I mean, I've actually been hearing a lot of really good points.
Do that backwards.
What everybody's talking about. And I'm not, like, an expert by any means. But, like, my first point I want to bring up, too, before I get to my, you know, next scapegoat. But, like, Jalen Hurts is, like, a top-caliber quarterback. I mean, from your experience, can he still be trained? I mean, like, he's got a great arm, great legs. Can they train him mentally? I feel like to try to find somebody on the market could be really difficult, but, you know, I'm not an expert. But then when you see guys like Stafford and Allen run those 2-minute drills, you're like, oh, that's a real offense. Like, when we were getting to that 2-minute drill mark, I was like, we're going to lose this game. There's no possible way. But then as far as, you know, looking at all the points that need to come into play, I mean, Jake Elliott missing that extra point field goal. I mean, really, that kind of cost us the game, right? Like, yeah, you could go into overtime and hobble to a win and try to think about what you do next week, which is also very stressful. But, I mean, I feel like Jake Elliott's been shaky all year.
He has.
I feel confident about, like, him coming up there and pounding one through the goalpost like he used to. And, you know, my friends are very – oh, yeah, quick shout-out to the – Princes of Pennsport and the Slouches. My friends are very negative, and they're like, you know, the Philly season's over in May, and they're like, guys, I'm telling you, man, Jake's going to blow this game. And I was like,
Well, they nailed it. They
got us.
You might have some smart friends. I mean, they might be right.
I'm like starting to get it. I'm like, okay, yeah. We get it.
Here's what it did. And Rob, good phone call, man. We appreciate you calling again. It changed the math on the game. I mean, it changed decision making. I mean, I thought Shanahan, went for a couple field goals that if the game is 4-3, like they're down 4-3 or 6, 7-3, whatever. The numbers change as they went. Maybe he wouldn't have went for those. So it was a bad miss. And I know it was windy and it's bad, but like you got to make extra points. I mean, what are we doing?
Question about that. You got to do that, man. It's a lot that yesterday you could point to as far as what went wrong and what you didn't do. But man, you got two interceptions. You got to score points. You have to play better. You got to play better. Especially against a team they're probably going to go to Seattle next week and get dragged.
I think they are.
They're going to get dragged.
They have nobody healthy.
Yeah, I mean,
they're coming out. They're going to play on a short week.
But we would have probably went to Chicago and got dragged. So, I mean, I know that doesn't make anybody feel any better.
But I'd rather play one more game.
Yeah, me too. I'm with you.
We could have lied
to
ourselves for another week.
Yeah, we could have at least told another lie.
Now we
got
to wait till September to lie to ourselves. Like that's a long time away. Yeah.
Hugh guaranteed a win for us.
I know. What is Chess?
So I'm
we took cues from you. You told us it was a guarantee.
Well, I did tell you. Like, listen, every time when you're an oracle,
stop.
You know the future. You don't know how it's going to play out.
They lost the game.
Yeah, but what did I tell you? I said it was going to be tight, didn't I? I said there was going to be booze, didn't I?
But you said we would.
I just had the last part wrong.
Yeah, but that's why the guarantee was Fergazi. You realize that because you said it was going to be close.
Yep, you guaranteed
it was close.
A win.
You can't be right about both.
Why not?
Because if you were,
Hey Joe, who says I could be right about both?
Everyone listening. Nasir in West Philly. What's up, Nasir? Nasir?
Hello.
Yes.
Hey.
What's up, Nasir?
Good morning, fellas.
What's up, Nas?
No.
Nasir,
116.
We messing up.
I wanted to step on the entire season. Actually, the last night was a testament of the entire season.
Yes.
I believe 60% was on Petullo. The play calling was terrible. The out to Devontae Smith when it got deflected and we was, I believe it was fourth down, that was a terrible play call. And the three drops from AJ Brown, he was a cancer to us all year. I think he's going to be out of here next year.
Well, I think you're right about that. I think he's as good as gone. It's a matter of what they're going to get from him. And as far as Petullo, not good enough. And
yes, sir.
Yeah, it's just not.
You don't have four verticals on fourth and 10, and then like nobody they're in cover four. Nobody's going to be open.
I'm Nasir. I'm with you. We appreciate the phone call. I just want to. I need to point, it's like, I can't not do it. We could talk about the fourth down. We're going to talk about the fourth down until they fire Petullo. We're going to talk about the fourth down until next year. Guys, what about downs first, 1, 2, and 3? Does anyone want to talk about those, or are we just going to talk about fourth down?
You're talking about the first couple of downs with Jalen. You're talking about the one where Jalen tried to scramble.
Got tripped. Minus 1 yard.
Yes.
Then rolls to the right. As Tom Brady says, the pocket's clean. And he rolls to the right and throws the ball out of bounds. That's down two.
There's that. There's
and then
that.
There's down three where he throws high to Devontae. I mean, like, that's why they're on 4th and 11, right? Like, yes, is Petullo's 4th and 11 and Sirianni's 4th and 11 call? Did none of us like it? Yeah, I'm with you. We're in 4th and 11 because of the quarterback. Kyle, you may remember this. There was a play, I think it was like 2019, where Carson struggled down the stretch of a game.
Yeah.
Missed guys. And then he threw a beautiful pass that Aguilar dropped in the back of the end zone.
Was it Atlanta or no, the one Patriots?
Here. It was here.
Yeah.
Right in the back.
Yep.
And everyone was like, there, Aguilar dropping the ball. And I'm like,
classic.
What about downs 1, 2, and 3? I mean, that's what yesterday reminded me of. What about downs 1, 2, and 3? If he hits Devontae, I mean, Devontae's open. For as much as Petullo, everyone wants to pack his bags to get him out of here, receiver was open on third down.
No, I mean, I hear what you're saying. But I think that the sentiment is that this offense wasn't creative enough. And I think that's where the divide is. Because now we're trying to figure out why isn't it creative enough?
Yeah.
And who is to blame? And for me, if you want to sit here and say that Jalen's to blame, that's fine. But it's really Coach Sirianni. Because Coach Sirianni came in here. He didn't draft Jalen. Doug did. Doug drafted.
Yeah.
So that's not your guy. So if you allow him to come in and just run roughshod all over you and you the head coach like that, that's on you. If put it like this. If you've allowed Jalen to hijack this offense and not allow it to evolve, that's on the head coach, in my opinion. That's not on Jalen. Jalen's doing what he feels is best for him, and if you're allowing him to do it because he's winning games, that's on the coach. If you're telling Jalen, you know what, you don't need to evolve. Because that's basically what you're saying. The way that you're doing it is okay. And everybody that plays in the NFL knows that in order to be successful, you have to always adapt and evolve every year. So if that is the case, then to me, Nick Sirianni is the biggest culprit in all of this. Because you went – because here's the biggest thing that nobody's talking about. Devontae Smith has been here for, what, 5 years? And what did he tell you in the press conference? He said, this is the same offense we've been running forever.
Same scheme.
So whose fault is that? You've hired how many different coordinators?
Four.
And you've forced them to run your offense. Whose fault is that? That's the head coach's fault, in my opinion. Because you should allow, if Kellen Moore comes in here and has all these different concepts, and we talked about how he had Dak had his best season with him, Ezekiel Elliott had his best season with him, and you come in, he come in here, and you hamstring him with the offense that you gave him, and he still gets you to the Super Bowl, I'd have left too. I wouldn't stand for that. And now you see what he's doing down there in New Orleans. There ain't a whole lot, but still, you see what it is.
They almost won their division.
You see what the offense looks like. No, that's on Coach Sirianni.
I'm with you. I don't think he brings nothing to the table offensively. I would love to be a fly on the wall between Lurie and Sirianni at the exit meeting. Like, what's your plan for the offense?
What you about to do?
How are we going to fix this thing? Obviously, you have no ideas here, Nick. So, like, who are you bringing in that actually has the ideas?
Is that how you going to say it?
Well, that's how I feel it. I don't know.
Obviously, you bring nothing to the table.
I mean, he doesn't.
You just a figurehead right here. Big Dom, I should ask Big Dom what kind of offense we run.
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
See, this is why, you know what? Today is the reason why I'm probably not going to be allowed to build it.
Quick question. If it meant getting McDaniel, would you make Big Dom the head coach, McDaniels the offensive coordinator?
Are you serious, Joe?
Yes.
No. But Big Dom, the only even killed individual in the whole building.
Well, he did get into a fight with.
No, he didn't. He was trying to bring it up and somebody swung on him. That's my recollection of it.
You might not remember it the right way. All right, 215-592.
I've been accused of that before.
94-94. All right. We'll get as many phone calls as we can before we go. You people as well. But maybe we will leave everyone today with a couple things that make us happy on what's been a tough day around here. Two pieces of audio I think we'll all like together. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Gillio, you guys with us. Tough day today. Tough day. You feeling any better or worse as we go throughout this day?
I feel a little bit better, man, but I'm still not there. I mean, because I'm going to listen to Ike and Spike, and, you know, they're going to bring me right back to where I was when I got here.
And then you're back on the air tonight for the Players Lounge.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I ain't going to lie, man. I don't want to go to work tonight. I ain't going to lie. Because
that's great.
What I'm going to do, and I told Joe, I said, I'm going to go hang out with my son to try to, you know, come down and just enjoy the day. Mm-hmm. And then I got to ramp back up and deal with it again tonight. That's tough. That is tough. That's an emotional time because it's almost like I'm removing myself from the situation.
And you come back
and
in.
Then I'm coming right back to it.
I got news for you, man.
What's that?
Going to be a lot of fighting this whole season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Buckle up.
Yeah, it's tough, man. And I was just thinking about that because I've been sitting here looking at different things on the computer, and shout out to the people that are giving me suggestions to print stuff. And I'm excited about going to hang out with him. But, man, I got to come right back to it.
Well, yeah, I think this is going to be a dramatic offseason. I think it's going to be one of big change. I think it's going to be one that pushes the Eagles hopefully towards another Super Bowl. But I'd be shocked if Howie's not bold this offseason. He's usually pretty bold when things go bad as faster than they want to in a season, like this year did. So I expect that. All right, quickly, our Twitter poll question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIdentalCenter.com. Who are you more upset with following yesterday's loss, the coaches or the players? Hugh, where do you think the votes came down?
The coaches, Capitulo in particular.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm imagining it's mostly Petullo, but Sirianni Petullo gets roped in there too, as he should. 78% on the coaches, 22% frustrated more with the players.
Yeah. It's the coaches. Because this is a smart fan base, but at the same time, we're delusional.
Did any player play well yesterday?
No, but
like, who's played the best?
Quinyon.
But he got beat.
He got smoked.
He got smoked
early
in the
on.
First drive, but he made plays. No, yep. Now it's a net positive, I would say. But I guess Saquon.
Played Cooper, DeGene.
Cooper. So we got three. We're up to three, and one of them gave a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Saquon had a decent game. Tank,
yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, but it's like
right.
We're grasping at straws.
I
thought they had Bond in a blender all day. Not great.
But see, even with that being said, man, your talent should have outshined theirs.
Our talent didn't show up.
But our talent showed up coaching, Joe. Yesterday, Joe, that was nothing but coaching.
Let me ask you a question. Again,
that was coaching yesterday.
If Jalen hits Devontae 3rd and 11 on the numbers, can I come on here and say Petullo schemed him up?
Like, no, you can't. But Joe, we went into this game feeling superior as far as talent is concerned, correct?
Yeah.
And a lot of times we feel that our superior talent has put us in this situation. But yesterday, we ran up on some damn good coaching. That's what that was, Joe.
I know.
That's what that was.
But they had no horses.
None.
Okay, but they had some damn good coaches. When you talk about, who is it?
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Kendricks, was at the crib chilling?
Eric Kendricks, yeah.
Came in and played pretty good.
Michael's brother, yeah.
The coaches put them in position to be successful, and they fought hard, and they had enough talent on that team to out-scheme. Because that's why I say I commend Vic Fangio. Because Vic did all he could do, but, man, after a while you get tired. Like, that defense out there, they did everything they could possibly do to keep you in the game. Damn, you gave them 3 points out of two picks. You gave them 3 points.
I know. I just wonder if I'm
– And that's why going back to why I would say defense is luxury, not necessity.
No, not today.
No, I got to give it to you. Got to give it to you.
Okay. Wow.
Because you allocated all the resources to the offensive side of the ball.
Yep.
And they came up short. That's coaching. You had damn near everybody you needed yesterday to win that game. You had the best. Okay, let me say this. Let me put it like this. Out of the two offensive defense on the field, what was the best talent, most talented offense on the field? And what was the least talented defense on the field?
Eagles, Niners. Yeah, Eagles offense, Niners defense.
And that defense, that least talented.
They won.
The dude they were pulling out of the stands, they were picking people out of the stands in San Fran to play.
I know. They signed,
and they beat you.
They signed Kendricks to the practice squad in late November. The practice squad in November.
They came out with a boom box playing some stuff I ain't never heard of before. And beat the brakes away. Oh,
did they do the boombox thing? Because
yes, they did.
I thought that was from 2023. Are you seeing an old clip?
No, that was yesterday. Didn't they come out with the boom? Because we
were
watching.
They did
the
that in 23.
Okay, you probably because we were in the yeah.
Make
we
sure
were in
when
the,
you see that clip again that Debo Samuel's not in it because that'll be a key.
You know what? I saw. All
not.
I saw was the big fella,
Trent.
Yeah,
he was there.
And we were watching in the press box. And we were like, damn, they're coming out to a boombox? So I guess that probably was an old clip. Yeah. Okay.
Well, there was like a little spat before the game.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Fox may have shown the 2 years ago one probably, in the midst of that spat because it was history between these two teams. Okay. Before we go back to phone lines, we'll get to everyone's phone calls and you people coming up in a little bit. We need to feel better today, right? Because we're not feeling great. So we got two things here that I think will make everyone raise some spirits. But let's start with the Phillies thing. So today, of course, is the meeting between the Phillies and Bo Bichette. They're having their meeting. Now, over the weekend, Alex Bregman, one of the guys I've wanted all offseason, signed with the Cubs. So he's off the market, right? So now it condenses what's left and who's after who. I think it adds to the potential suitors for Bichette because obviously teams that wanted Bichette may also have wanted Bregman, you know, similar kind of offensive players and both infielders. Anyway, today's the Phillies meeting with Bo Bichette. And according to Ken Rosenthal, it sounds like, you know, we should be feeling pretty good about it. Here's Rosenthal.
It's interesting you asked that, Armand, because I've actually had that thought. So they do have a Zoom meeting scheduled for today, as first reported by Matt Gelb. And in this meeting, I'm sure the Phillies are going to push for Bichette. And it's the kind of thing, while it's on Zoom, you sort of don't want to let them get off the Zoom without getting a deal done, right? It's that old theory. Don't let him walk out of the room until he signs a contract. You can't really do that on Zoom, I guess. But it's the same working idea. And I go back also to what Pete Alonso said on Foul Territory about what the Orioles did when they met with him. That was live in person in the winter meetings. Alonso said the Orioles made an offer showing their intent before he even was in the meeting with them. They made that offer before the meeting. And I imagine if the Phillies want to be aggressive with Bichette, they will do something along those same lines. If I had to guess right now, I would say the Phillies are the favorite. We'll see what happens.
I agree with his sentiment. They should make it very clear in this meeting. Like I don't know what stage they're at here of this negotiation or courting, but like I hope they make it very clear.
We
really want you, and we're willing to go here. Like, you know, because I don't want it to be, hey, good meeting, and then he goes and meets with the Red Sox tomorrow, and they offer him a contract.
I think that with... I've been in these negotiations, like similar negotiations, I should say. And a lot of times, you know, especially when you talk about a team that said that they weren't doing a whole lot and to have the success that the Phillies have had and to fall short like they did, to get a player of that caliber, you're going all in. You're going all in. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why Realmuto, they're trying to figure out what they're going to do with that. And you're going in there today and you're going to wow him. And you're going to make sure that you get this thing done. They're probably going to put a lot of pressure on him and say, hey, man, what do we got to do to get this done?
Yeah, and now with the Bregman contract, it's kind of up the ante of what a player of similar kind of caliber is offered. So he got a whole bunch of money from the Chicago Cubs. I believe the Cubs also put an opt-out in there. No trade clause. So we'll see what the Phillies do and what they how they sweeten this pot and try to make sure they get Bo Bichette. But I need that notification. I need my phone to buzz that Bo Bichette is a Philly. Hopefully it will be soon. All right, the other thing that will make us all feel good. You know, once in a while, sometimes I think, you know, I have two young kids. My son is about to be 11. My daughter's 8. Hugh Harper is how old now? Seven. I mean, sometimes like you go to that age range and it's like they just have the best takes because they don't think way too much about things.
Yeah,
it's
they just say what they say.
They say what they feel, right? So there was a kid yesterday, the news caught him on the way home from the game, and from the video, he looked to me 11, 12-ish.
He's so young.
I thought he nailed it. And
not
I think
a personality,
I think he speaks for everyone in the fan base. Here is the young man on the way home from the game yesterday, not happy that these were the tickets he got for his birthday or Christmas, and the Eagles ruined it. Here he is.
Yes, this was a huge letdown. This was my Christmas present, and I got a loss.
Oh, no. You probably would have rather had Cole, huh?
Yeah, probably. I'm feeling two of two things. A, I want A.J. Brown packing his bags, and I want him somewhere else that is not here. I love you, AJ, but like you can't make those drops in that game. And I also want Kevin Petullo flipping burgers at like the local McDonald's or something. I don't care.
Why do you say that?
Whenever he's an offensive coordinator, it's like he's flipping burgers. One half he's cooking, and the other half is completely raw.
He's right.
You know what?
Who's the funny guy screaming Gobert?
Let the kid have his moment. Okay?
Well, there's no Gobert. No, they just lost.
Also, I think a great job by the reporter to unpack why did you choose the flipping burgers for his next job? And he had an analogy. He's right. Like half the time it looks good. Turn it over. Raw.
And, you know, normally I don't like kids speaking like that.
Huh?
Like I don't like stay in a kid's place. That's I'm old school. I feel
but
like
he's got
you know,
takes. He's gonna be a caller of ours pretty soon.
Y'all ain't gonna let me finish.
Well, yeah, immediately came it.
No, because I'm saying the kids need to be seen and not heard, in my opinion, because I'm old and I'm okay with that.
That's kind of crazy.
But the kid did have some profound takes.
The kids are the future.
Yeah. Yeah. And but when he hit me with the two or two things, I was like, dang, little man got something to say.
He'll be calling WIP.
Got better analogies than you do.
Nah, not at all. Need to sit a little
bit
down.
You haven't come with anything close
to
that.
You know what? You know what? I would ask that little kid. What is your GPA, son? What kind of grades you getting in school?
Why, your grades why are you get better poking
be,
the kid?
I'm just
Dude,
saying, you,
your
you
whole
better
thing
be good.
Friday was just Gobert.
For you to have that kind of take and have all that sass,
he's right.
You better be good in good grades. That's all I got to say.
Was he wrong in his assessment of the
No,
team?
He was not. Okay. He was not.
Everyone else has the same take. But pack feel, AJ's bags. Flip burgers,
I mean, I don't have a problem with take, but you better be getting good grades, young man. That's all I got to say. For you to be that sassy, you better be getting good grades in school.
Hold on. Who are you to think?
I know. I'm parenting from. I'm parenting from in the studio.
Leave that kid alone.
Yeah,
I think he's right.
No, I mean he has some fire take.
I agree with him more than any of our callers today.
Like yeah. Well, you better sit your butt down.
let's go to Juice in South Philly. Hey, Juice.
Juice.
What's up, man?
What's up, Joe?
Hey, Juice.
Hey, Howard. All right, so I know we've been better, but let me kind of get this out. One, Joe, I owe you an apology. So, Josh Allen and Jalen Hurts is not comparable. They both had a chance yesterday, not simultaneous, but in back-to-back games. Josh Allen first, then Jalen, both had a chance to make a legacy moment. Josh made his legacy moment, and I don't really think Jalen did. Now, with that being said, I don't really blame Jalen as the number one reason we lost yesterday. We had issues, but come on, man. He made plays, and they didn't make plays for him. I'm just saying. And then, which leads me to my next point, which is Petullo. The dude ran the same play, four plays. In 10 plays, he ran four plays twice. Make sense of that?
I can't. He's not good enough. I mean, I'm with you. Petullo's not very good. I know.
And then all four plays that he made, I'm just saying, were high school plays. So he's not really giving Jalen too many options. It's just my opinion. So I'm not here to say Jalen played great, and we're not going to debate Jalen like that. I'm just saying, when I'm looking at what happened yesterday, my biggest thing wasn't Jalen. Here's my biggest thing. AJ quit on us, man. In the middle of the game, he pounded like a baby, and he quit. And that conversation that Nick had when he was yelling at AJ, come on, we saw Nick, we saw Nick's face. We saw what he looked like. That was no get off the field, we're trying to punt. That was get off the field, man, you quit on me. And then why did they continue that? Well, of course, I'm recklessly speculating you. I'm just saying.
Recklessly.
But why did they continue that conversation at the sideline? If you're just yelling, get off the field, that's it. You're done. You don't need to speak on that again. I'm talking about it. right?
Yeah. So well, I mean, I guess when AJ barked back, Sirianni, you know, couldn't be the grown up and just calm down. He had to bark back again, and then we're yelling at each other.
Agreed, and that's my issue with Sirianni. Like, so I don't want to say he's a bad coach because bad coaches, man, they don't win as often. They might win. Like, I don't think Barry Switzer was a good coach. He won because of what he had.
Right.
I'm just saying.
No, I agree.
Bad coaches don't win that often. Like, so he's not horrible, but this has to be on him as well. Because when you let the inmates run the asylum, what do you think is going to happen? And, like, it almost goes like the Phillies. We all saw it coming, and we had, like, blinders on. Because, you know, we want them to be something they're not. But I said, and I turned to JoJo yesterday, and I said, yo, we know what they are, man. We know what they are. We know what they're about to do. They were up 13-10, and I said to him, you know what they're about to do. Ultra conservative, can't move the ball. We're going to try to sit on the 13-10 lead because we're up with the turnover battle, and we have a lead, and that's what they do. Which, by the way, I just like to throw in before I hang up, guys. JoJo, JoJo said, get rid of Petullo, get rid of AJ, get rid of Missy, and get rid of I forget the other one. Sirianni. He wants them all gone.
All of them.
Juice, gone. Appreciate it. Well, and Juice knows. I mean, and JoJo knows his football. I mean, he guided Hughes' team to the playoffs.
Yeah, he did. In my coach,
Hughes did nothing to win that
year. I mean, I did. I picked him. Picked JoJo. Be my coach.
Hands off manager.
Yeah, but he did a great job too. Did a great job.
You heard what you just said about kids. Probably not coming back.
But no, what are you talking about? JoJo? JoJo will be back.
I don't know. I mean, you did rip all kids. I mean, kids would
No, first of all, JoJo's in high school. That's something different. That's kids like 10 or 11.
So how old
is he? Sassy little kid.
He was right.
But he got a lot of mouth.
Well, first of all, someone interviewed him. He wasn't shouting the tapes.
He better not be at home talking back to his parents either.
You know he is.
No, he's not. You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, he better be getting good grades when he got all that lip. Got all that lip.
You got strong opinions on kids that are not yours.
Yeah, I do, don't I?
You really do. All right, let's check in with you people.
You people. It's time to hear from you people. What do you mean, you people?
Just came in. You know, I bet that kid got better grades than you, Hugh, at that age.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still my book has been written. He's still working on it.
He could be following the Hugh Douglas path. I mean, he talked at McDonald's. You worked at McDonald's. Maybe he's a future star defensive end.
That's true.
Maybe. He could be. And then talk show host.
He was putting the fries in the bag.
He's got
the fries in the bag, Hugh.
Did you guys watch the game?
Well, actually, twice. I did. I watched twice.
I mean, yeah.
Unfortunately, yeah,
I went back last night.
What are they trying to say? That sounds like somebody who probably didn't watch the game and didn't know what they were looking at.
I regretted it. I sat there and like, I'll watch it again. I want to really see what I saw. And then third quarter, I'm like, oh, this was a mistake.
Yeah, that was a miserable 3.5 hours.
I should have went to bed. Yeah.
Sucked. Yep. I blame that lady that Hugh shouted out 15 times on Friday.
You know what? That's a good point. You took the vibes of a guarantee. You threw him in the trash with that.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I mean, I just thought it was great. It was a great day, man.
Go Bird. Shout out to some lady.
Go Bird. Shout out to the lady.
Football Friday. We should have known from that moment we were doing.
I got this idea, why the Eagles are going to win. Hugh, what do you think? Go Bird.
Shout out to the lady. Go Bird.
Yeah, I should have rescinded my guarantee once I heard Hugh.
Yeah, we lied to everyone. We're sorry.
No one wants to mention that the game was clearly fixed.
Because it wasn't.
Yeah.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
I'm in.
Yeah, that's what it was. We don't want to mention that.
You three idiots got exposed yesterday. All talk.
How we get exposed?
Hold on, no. It's a talk show. We are talk. Literally all talk.
Yep. What are we talking about?
That's right. How did we get exposed? We didn't play in the game.
Didn't play it down.
One down.
We handed it off to Merrill for the broadcast, and I was done.
We said,
go Birds, shout out to some lady Friday.
Yep.
And got off the air, and then we handed the keys over to the Eagles.
Skated our wing.
Yep. Does Hugh know that the season is over?
The reality is starting, like, to answer that question, starting to set in.
Yeah.
What did he say at the beginning of the show today? Like, it is.
I forget now.
It was some sort of motivating thing.
Like, oh, hey, yeah. Rest if you must, but never give up.
Yeah, never give up.
No, yeah,
we gave up yesterday. It's done. It's over.
It's over. Yeah, we don't have a choice.
I know when I said it. I just.
The season is dead.
I was in denial. I was sick to my stomach this morning when I woke up, though, man. That was a sick feeling. Sick feeling.
So, obviously, a lot of new people on a day like today.
Today's
in
a day
the
for
chat.
Yeah, it was huge.
So we did get a bald guy spitting facts.
I'll take that.
Which one?
You're wearing a hat.
Yeah, it's about me.
It must be about Joe.
Yeah.
Got it.
You're covering the hair up for all the new people.
Yep. He was bald too. He came on home.
Definitely bald.
Yep. So hand up. Hugh was right about the boombox thing yesterday that they did do that.
Okay.
It was a different time.
Oh, it's an apology to Hugh.
Yeah, well, I mean,
listen, Kyle, I don't live in the realm where I have to be right about everything I say, so it's not that big
a
deal.
Like, but
you were right.
Yeah, you were right.
Yeah, but it's not like I was like, oh my God, can't believe Kyle. You know how
you should have seen the reaction in new people. Shut up, Kyle, you idiot. You don't have a clue.
They came to Hugh's defense?
Well, they were mad at me because I had it wrong. Like, everybody's going to be okay. Holy crap.
Oh, no, because I was watching it. We're watching it in the press box, and I was like, are they coming out with a boom box? So yeah,
That's something they do on the road.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Yeah,
whatever, losers.
No, speaking of coming out, did anybody see Aaron Andrews' coat?
How could you not? I mean,
oh,
yes.
Dog, she, you can't hide money. Like that's all I thought. Like you see all those other sideline reporters. Like she killed everybody yesterday. Sorry, Dev, but she killed everybody. Wow. Like that coat killed.
Well,
everything.
I mean, you're not wrong in that. Of all the sideline reporters in all the games, she's the one that stood out the most
What was that? Sable?
I don't know.
That coat was
not. You think it was because the best, the number one player or quarterback asserts themselves in the postseason?
Yeah,
you think she wanted everyone to know I'm the number one sideline reporter?
You know what it was? Because Dad was on the sideline looking extra tight, and so she had to step her game up.
I'm number one.
Yeah, like she had to step. That's all that was. She was hating on Dev.
That feels strong, but okay.
That's my take.
I know.
You guys refuse to hold Jalen Wentz accountable.
Jalen Wentz. I don't know what show this person has been listening to all day.
7 minutes in, I went over the four last plays where he stunk.
This is typical you. Okay. No take.
All right.
Yep. Have you guys considered they were cold?
I hope it's a joke.
I feel like that's a shot.
It better be a joke.
It feels like a shot at you.
Okay.
I feel like that's a shot.
It better be a joke or a shot at you.
I feel like it's a shot at you.
Okay.
We need a new wide receiver. Big Dom is clearly not capable of stretching the field.
He did make that catch, though, on the throwaway by Hurts, right to Big Dom. Caught it. Good catch.
He did. It was body catch, though, as Brady called out.
Yeah, I mean, what do you think he's going to catch with his hands?
Well, we need a new wide receiver.
Okay.
Can't be rolling him out there.
Tom Brady needs to stop getting all that work done, too.
He has gotten better as a broadcaster.
He was much better.
I thought that okay. When he described how you have to throw the ball differently in the wind was really interesting.
Yeah, it was. He's gotten better.
Yep. You two should apologize to Hugh.
For what?
Why?
Absolutely not.
There's not a chance.
For what? For what, though? Oh, no, man.
Who knows?
We enjoy the time that we have together, you know, recklessly speculating and, you know, calling each other out.
Yeah, that guy was all day he was saying you guys are cowards. Apologize to Hugh.
No. No.
One last one. Hey, Hugh, who does it start with now?
Oh, boy.
It starts with this 3D printer that I'm about to go home and hang out with my son. We're about to go. As soon as you get out of school, I'm going to probably be there already printing stuff.
You know what? We have to wait till May, till the schedule comes out, because then Hugh will have 3 months of telling us it starts with, you know, whatever team they open up.
Like right now, man,
Well, who's the Phillies' first opponent in the regular season?
Nats, maybe?
Starts with the Nats.
Yeah, that's all we got, man. I don't know.
I
got
to look it up. I don't know who we're playing
opening
day.
Tonight?
Starts with Bobichette. Oh,
I'll watch it. I bet on the game.
I don't know.
It was a lot harder to watch the Chargers-Patriots game.
No, it definitely was.
I really didn't pay much attention. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't a fun game anyway.
No.
But you're right. It was.
I was excited about it before the Eagles game.
Every game I was into this weekend, and then the Eagles lost, and it was like, I ended up rewatching the Eagles game instead of really watching the Chargers, which was probably a worse decision. Let's grab Chaz before we hand it over to the afternoon show. Hey, Chaz. That's perfect. Chaz? Texas. The Phillies open with Texas, by the way. It's the Rangers.
It starts
with the Rangers. Chaz?
It ends with Chaz.
What do you think Chaz is doing?
I don't know.
Hey, Chaz.
Hey.
What's up?
How you doing, guys?
All right. Man. What are you thinking?
Take your time.
A couple of different points. Mm-hmm. AJ was passive aggressive. He was trying to tell us that the team's being held back. I believe. I believe management is responsible. I believe they are hiring puppets. And we're all looking at the puppets and going, well, they ain't too good at their jobs. Well, we had Doug Peterson who turned out to be the only one to put his foot down in the past couple years, besides Chip Kelly, who they gave complete control to, and now they've gone in the total opposite direction. This is what I believe. I think you guys are looking at the wrong level.
I don't think you're crazy, Chaz, in the way you assess it. Now, to be fair, though, they just won a Super Bowl with the so-called puppets.
Agreed, but the point is that maybe the conservative nature paid off in those games against Washington and
Chaz, man, and we'll talk more in the next few days. I agree. I mean, I think there's something to that, but this is the way they do it. So now we got to see if they can do it again and replicate it and make it better. All right, that is enough for us today, and we appreciate everyone listening. I know today's a tough day. You know, there's fun days and there's not as fun days. This wasn't as fun of a day, but we do it together. Hugh will be back tomorrow. You're gonna be back tonight.
Yeah, I gotta be back tonight. Commiserate with my boy.
Sounds like you can't wait. 7 o'clock tonight, Players Lounge, My Lotta Show at 6. Afternoon show that leads into it right now on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief.
To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.